Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle moon on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I saw
saw you out in the crowd. My heart was beating so loud. And now you've made me so proud. Love is a beautiful thing. Love is a beautiful thing. Yes, you gave me your ring. And I feel so serene. Cause love's a beautiful thing. We've wed. The day we met, I won't forget. Our love has stood the test of time. I feel so blessed that you're mine. Love is a beautiful thing. Yes, you gave me your ring. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Here is the rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. Gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Oh, bright sunshiny day. Yeah, gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Bright sunshiny day. Yeah, gonna be a bright bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, bright sunshiny day.
Welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, which is really fun. I really enjoy doing the shows as often as I can. Sometimes I go out of town and I'm not always here, and sometimes things come up. It gets interesting. I've been on the road a whole lot in June and July, just kind of roaming the towns and, you know, driving around a little bit and exploring and going to fairs and everything else. But, you know, I'm here as often as I can be, and I love it, and I'm looking forward to talking to my guest today, who is Marcia Shulman from Florida. She's been my friend for a very long time, and she does amazing readings, which is so cool. So I'm looking forward to actually working with her. It's going to be very fun. But to tell you a little bit about what's going on, we're doing a number of different things. We've got some events coming up. I'm going to be in DeSoto, Missouri in July on the 29th of this month, and it's going to be really good. So that's going to be in DeSoto, Missouri at the Arlington. I'm going to be doing a psychic fair, which is going to be very fun and very exciting. And then coming up August 18th through the 20th, I'm going to be at the Natural Healing Arts Fair in Springfield, Missouri. And then I'm going to Midwest Crystal Fest in September. And some more events are coming up in October, which is going to be really fun. You can check out my schedule at Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com. Bethany has some events coming up, too. She's going to be doing some performing at a place called Antlers in Gainesville, Missouri, which is going to be very cool. That's coming up the 18th as well. And then we're going to be busy at the Natural Healing Arts Fair, too. So we're kind of booked up doing all kinds of things. And October 7th, we're both going to be at Mystical Journeys doing a fair. And then October 14th and 15th, we're going to be at Old Settler Days in Campsville. Just a lot of things going on. And then in November, we're going to be back in Springfield again. So you can check out Bethany, CAUDILL.com for more information on Bethany and what she's doing and her schedule. And as far as Marcia, she's really cool. She is a very good reader. She's read throughout the United States and Canada, and she's a licensed private investigator in Florida, and she's doing healing at nighttime, I guess, on the side when she can, but she uses her investigative skills and her intuitive skills combined, which is awesome. And she was laid off from the corporate world, and she just decided to reconnect with her metaphysical side, and so she continues to do that with her healing practice and also, you know, do the private investigative stuff on the side, which is awesome. I think she's very good at both. And she combines practical and also intuitive, which is a very good combination because you have to have your practical side and your other, you know, kind of intuitive side. So Marcia is an angel card reader, and through her reading, she, you know, gives the clients information and insights, and she's a certified medium, an angelic theta healer practitioner, and a mesa carrier in the Peruvian shamanic tradition, which is cool. I love doing shaman work myself, and she does shamanic ceremony practices with her clients, and she's been working with clients through here and Canada and all over the place, and she's very good. So you should check her out on Facebook. She's got Marcia Shulman. You can add her on Facebook, or you can also email her at marcia.shulman@gmail.com. That would be really cool. So we're going to take some callers second half, and you can hit one on your keypad if you're interested in getting a reading. And you can also form your question in the chat room. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Then you can hit one on your keypad. And that'll be really cool. So we're going to take questions then and go into more details there. But we're going to bring Marcia live and see how she's doing. Hey, Marcia, how are you doing?
Hey, Amanda, I'm doing awesome. I'm so excited to be on again. I always love talking to your listening audience.
Well, we love you being here, and I love you coming on this week, and I'm glad we were able to schedule you on and have you on. What have you been up to lately, or do you have anything neat to share?
Yes. I just came back from spending 2.5 weeks up in the western part of Massachusetts, which is where I'm originally from. And I normally, since moving away in the mid-1960s, I try to go back at least since I turned 20, I've been going back for at least once a year. But last year with my move in at the end of July to the west coast of Florida from Miami, I didn't make it back up there. So this was a very special trip, and it just reconnected me with my roots. So it was great. And I still have friends up there, which, you know, makes it all even more special.
Oh, that's really fun. I bet that was exciting, getting to actually finally take that trip. I bet that was just what you needed and was absolutely amazing. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's the part of Massachusetts that is rolling hills. In fact, the area that encompasses a number of different communities is called Berkshire County. And it's very well known for the arts. Tanglewood is up there, and a lot of New Yorkers come to Tanglewood during the summer. Theaters abound, and it's just a wonderful place to chill out, and I really, really enjoyed it. When we get a little bit further in, and, you know, usually I talk about things that are happening in my life at the time, and so I want to share something with you and your listening audience that, I did experience on this trip, and I'm sure others will be able to relate to it. And I don't know if you want me to bring it up now or if you want to chat a little, I do have something that I think will benefit, you know, not only it's an insight I had.
Go ahead and share. I'm excited. I think some people would want to know, you know, I think we have some new listeners tuning in that are kind of wondering, you know, how you got started and how you did this, you know, how you came about this. But like we said earlier, you know, you kind of came into going back there and you do investigative work, and then, you know, you do your angel readings and healings and all that, you know, too. So they can kind of listen to your experiences and go more into it from what you share. I'm excited to hear what you have to share.
Okay, well, I think I may have shared before about a very close friend of mine who I grew up with in Western Mass, and we've been best friends since I was 4 years old. So she knew I was coming up for 2.5 weeks, and I knew she had a wedding to go to in Boston. And she ended up leaving earlier than she had told me she was going to be leaving to go to Boston. And when she left, she said she left on Friday and she was coming back on Monday. Originally I thought it was Monday. And then she told me, no, Tuesday. And then Tuesday morning, she messages me and said, no, she's not coming back on Tuesday that day. So I was a little disappointed, and we're close like sisters. And sometimes, you know, we've had a word or two between each other, as, you know, you would with a sister. I think with family, you know, when there's a very deep relationship, you let them know when you're upset. And so I realized I was starting to get really miffed at her, because each day she was not, she'd message, I'm not coming home today, I'm not coming home today. Well, so I had two options, right? I was getting miffed and angry that here I was up there for 2.5 weeks, and, you know, she was gone. She ended up being gone a week and a day. And so I could have stayed, you know, wallowing in that anger and just being really feeling that she let me down, and I wasn't, you know, she didn't love me enough to want to come back to spend time with me. And then I realized, no, I'm not going to spend my remaining week up there just feeling sorry for myself. And so I was, you know, when I really recognized what was going on in my head, and that's what it was in my head, I could let it go. And I reached out beyond myself, and I started calling other people that I had met during the earlier part of my stay, and I didn't know them very well. Some people I had met for the first time, but I made phone calls and made plans to go meet, you know, for a drink or to go to the movies or to have dinner, whatever. And so I kept busy. I was very occupied. And that totally, you know, allowed me to shift from being upset with her to, you know, being enjoying my vacation and being okay with her not being there. And as it turned out, the day that I had to leave Saturday morning to drive to Connecticut to the airport, she had invited me to come. She was coming in that morning, and she said, well, you know, just spend a little bit of time before you leave for the airport. Well, because of traffic and everything, she didn't make it back, and I was concerned about the traffic going to the airport, so I just left, you know, a few minutes earlier, and we passed on the road, although we couldn't really see each other. And, you know, I am so grateful that I was able to shift my mood and actually enjoy the last week. It was spectacular because I made new friends and deepened acquaintances, relationships with acquaintances, which had my friend been there and had not gone away, I wouldn't have had that wonderful opportunity to expand my circle of friends up there. So, I really learned a very valuable lesson from that. And I think probably other people can relate to that, how we sometimes just make up in our head all sorts of stuff around, you know, what's going on, when in actuality, what she told me the morning that I left on the phone, she told me, you know, she wasn't able to drive back home because her son, who was visiting, he and his family were visiting from California, had borrowed her car. So she was left, you know, vehicle-less, staying with her daughter. So it just worked out beautifully, and I'm, you know, I have no regrets, and I don't, you know, I'm not upset with her. So that's what I wanted to share this morning, because I think
that's beautiful that you found something else to do and you connected with some other people that really, you know, brought things maybe more together for you on this trip, you know, so you could get acquainted with them and get close to them and move in to that thing. That's just
right.
That's just really cool.
And to share one other aspect of that, a lot of your listeners that have listened in the last months know that I recently went to India and stayed with my adopted son for almost 2 weeks, and I'm going back, taking a group on a tour back to India in October. Well, one of the people that I met when I was in Western Mass was this beautiful woman from Indonesia, and she was working at the restaurant that my friend and I had gone to one night, and she wanted to see me again. I could tell there was a connection with her, and so she wrote down her number on a piece of paper and gave it to me. So we were texting back and forth over a course of several days, and then she called me one day and said, you know, would you like to go out dancing tonight? You know, there's a place a group of us go to. And I said, oh, awesome. So we arranged to meet. And while we were, you know, out, she told me that she would love for me to meet her family in Indonesia. And, you know, her mother was going in August and asked if I might want to go. She said, unfortunately, I can't get off. But, you know, my mom would be happy to introduce you to the family and would love to have you come. But since I'm going to India in October, I don't think I'm going to be able to go to Indonesia in August. But it was just the thought, you know, she wanted me to experience that, you know, what it was like in Indonesia. And, you know, one day maybe I will go. But it just was, it opened up a relationship that I wouldn't have had otherwise. And I'm going actually back to the Berkshires in September for my 50th high school reunion. And she had asked me, when are you coming back? When are you coming back? And I said, well, in September. So she says, all right, well, I want you to reserve 2 days for me because I want to take you down to Foxcroft, which is a casino in Connecticut. So I said, okay, I promise, you know, I'll set aside 2 days that we can go down there. So it just was a fabulous experience. It ended up where I, you know, developed a friendship with her, but one of the families that had lived kitty corner from me on the street I grew up in, she was much younger, but now she's an adult and has 2 sons, and we connected, and we went out several times together for dinner, and it just totally made such a difference. You know, really, it was very special to me.
That's wonderful. See, that it's really neat when you put yourself out there. If you're having this situation with what you really wanted to do, but then you go into a different scenario of thinking about how things are working and all the connections you make just from, you know, changing your scenario and your situation.
Yeah. And this new friend that lived kitty corner from us in on the street that I grew up on, her son and his girlfriend live in the very next town next to my youngest daughter out in California. And they're in graduate school there, and they don't know a lot of people other than people that are in their classes. So she said, you know, do you think your daughter would like to meet them? And I said, oh, yeah, I'm sure. So I gave my daughter their number, and she was going to reach out to them, and because her son is in the same field. He's a type of engineer that my daughter's boyfriend is. So it just expanded me and expanded the number of contacts now that I have up there. And I just can't stress enough how grateful I was that I was able to shift my attitude about the whole thing, because I wouldn't have, you know, really developed a friendship with these two ladies had it not been for my going and beyond who I was in my set of circumstances.
Yeah. Well, I think it's wonderful that you projected kind of changing your mind and opening a new door to see what's on the other side of that. So that's pretty exciting that, you know, you made some new contacts and new connections, and you can just keep going forward thinking that, you know, the next time you'll get to see your friend and it'll work out. You know, things just work out when they're supposed to. I find that that's what usually happens.
Exactly. Yeah. Because it was effortless, really. I did have to initially, you know, take some action, but it was, you know, it wasn't something that was painful. It wasn't scary. It wasn't anything that cost me anything other than, you know, reaching out. And I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Well, that's good. And I think everybody can relate to that on some level where, you know, they wanted something to happen and then it didn't happen. So they had to kind of redo their schedule and redo how things were going to be. And sometimes if you just effortlessly go with the flow, awesome things can happen.
Right. But had I gone with the flow, though, I wouldn't have made these new friends, because I would have just, you know, just sat there, you know, not doing much or doing whatever
right.
I was doing. I actually had to make the effort to reach beyond myself and beyond, you know, feeling sorry for myself.
Sure. Well, I think
yeah.
that in this case, you know, it was your intuition saying, I should reach out to these people and make connections
right.
and see where this goes. And that's a beautiful picture, because you can make all kinds of things happen when you connect with people that you really don't know, but you sort of know them. And it might be better to get just on a different page and get to know them a little bit more, because more doors may open. It's just surprising
right.
what you find.
And, you know, the other the other point in the whole thing is that, for instance, the woman that was much younger than me growing up, who lived kitty corner from us, I didn't know she was living in town, but I, at the beginning of the of my stay, I had gone to a reunion. It was called the Berkshire Homecoming for people that still have family in town that come in for the 4th of July holiday, which is a huge holiday up there, big parade, etc. And so, you know, I got to meet her, and she was very quiet, but I did enjoy, you know, how you can pick up on other people's energy. I know you can, and I can. And she seemed like somebody I would like to get to know better. And so when I found myself with time on my hands and my friend not coming back, I did reach out to her, and she was so shocked. She said, "You want to spend time with me?" And I said, "Yeah, I enjoyed, you know, reconnecting with you at the reunion or the homecoming, and I'd love to, you know, get to know you better." And so it made her feel good, as well as, you know, helped my situation and got me out of my timeshare where I was staying, and got me, you know, interested in other people and what they're up to. So it benefited actually both of us, as well as, you know, this other friend that I didn't know before, the Indonesian lady that had, you know, called me, "Do you want to go dancing?" after I had met her. You know, she was just lovely, and, you know, she normally just goes out on her own, or, you know, she has a few friends that she'll go out with, but it just really was a win-win situation for whoever, you know, I had reached out to. And, you know, I invited her to come down, and if she ever wants to in the winter, and spend a few days here in the warmer climes. So, yeah. It really showed me
that. Well,
that's
beautiful. You know, I think that's wonderful.
Yeah. It showed me that I don't have to wallow in self-pity or anything of, you know, negative of that nature. I have the power, which is really important. I have the power to transform whatever the situation is that I'm in at any particular time. And that is so, so important that each and every one of us get that we are the captains of our lives, and we get to say, you know, if we're feeling sad or if we're feeling neglected or whatever we're feeling, we can transform that in an instant.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. You know, it's just all in how we view things and visualize things, and look at how things are coming together.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. So are we going to talk
to someone? I think that's great.
Thank you. So are we going to talk to
someone? Yeah, we're
going to
take some callers. I'm going to do a really quick commercial break. And
okay.
Then we can come back and take callers. How's that?
That's perfect. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Marcia Shulman. We're going to be right back after this commercial break, and we will be taking your calls. So if you want to hit one on your keypad and you want to ask a question, go ahead. We'll take your calls. Just hit one on that keypad, think about your question, and we'll be right back after this commercial break. See you in a minute.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, we are back with WGGM Radio, and we are going to take some callers. The phone number is 347-237-5339. So we're going to go ahead and bring Marcia back. Welcome back, Marcia.
Thank you. I'm here.
All right. Our first caller is area code 551. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. This is T calling from New Jersey.
What's your first name?
T.
Oh, T. Okay. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Can I do for you today? Do you have a question?
Yes. Just any messages, because this seems like it's some type of significance that I have with Brooklyn, New York, and I just want to see what keeps bringing me to Brooklyn. I've been there for the last 4 or 5 days by accident.
Well, I'm picking up that there is a transition going on in your life right now, and that you're actually going to be relocating, and you'll be getting a new job there.
Relocating to Brooklyn or just in general?
I'm sorry?
Relocating to Brooklyn or in general?
Relocating to Brooklyn. And it's either that. Okay, I wasn't sure, but I just heard at first I thought that you would be getting your job there first, a job there, and then relocating, but they're telling me you're not going to have the job first, you're going to relocate first and then get the job, you know, a new job there.
Okay, because I couldn't understand, because usually what happens is I usually get hints and clues about, like, lately when I've been paying attention, like, I'll go to a certain area and, like, months later, I'll be like, oh, my gosh, I was just over here, and I just couldn't understand, like, for the last 4 days, like, I'm going back today by accident. I'm like, okay, why am I back at this place, and now I'm taking classes here, and it wasn't planned. So I just knew there was some sort of significance to Brooklyn, and
yeah.
I couldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely going to be, you're in a phase of transition right now, and it's going to be becoming even clearer to you that, okay, it's time. You know, I have to relocate
here.
Yeah,
I've been feeling that, but do you know exactly in what I'll be doing?
I'm picking up something in the medical field. Is that what type of work do you do now?
I work in the hospital doing social work.
Mm-hmm.
But social work isn't my favorite thing to do.
Right. It's still going to be in the medical field, but it's not necessarily going to be social work. Is there another interest that you have that you could combine, you know, with, you know, working in a medical, you know, environment?
I'm not sure. That's the only thing I know right now. I've been actually thinking about going to school for being a gynecologist. But I didn't make my final decision just as of yet. But, you know, I didn't know if I was going to go back down south or if I was going to stay up here. But I'm still trying to figure things out.
Right. Well, you know, you seem to have a lot of intuition yourself, and I think it will, you know, gradually over a period of time come to you what direction you should move in as far as your career is concerned, but definitely you're suited to the medical field, and whether it's going back to school to become a gynecologist or
working in a gynecologist's office in some other capacity, that might be a good option. But you're from what the angels are telling me, and also just from what you're communicating, that you like helping other people, and so it's going to be in that capacity. It won't necessarily be as a social worker, but it will be still in the medical field helping people.
Okay, that's cool. I just wanted to see like the what they had to say about Brooklyn, because I mean, this is like the fourth or fifth time, and it's just like, okay, what are you trying to tell me?
Yeah, well, just start getting your life in order so that you can be ready to move, and it will all work out as it's supposed to in the time that it takes or will need to take, and you're on the right path right now.
Okay.
Because the reason I say you're on the right path is because you're already open to the messages you're getting, and what I'm getting is corroborating what you're getting. So
yeah,
without
the significance of Brooklyn? Because I never, but you know what the crazy part? I never thought about moving there. Never, never thought about it.
Well,
never
it's going to be a good move for you.
Okay. That sounds cool.
Thank you, T. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Blessings. Okay, our next caller is area code 510. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia.
Kathleen.
How can we help you?
Hi, this is Kathleen. I just wanted to ask about a guy that I had a breakup with in December, like when I might hear back from him, or what you guys think is happening or what's coming.
Do you actually still want to be back with him? Because I'm getting that your passion has waned it to some degree with that relationship.
Well, it's just only because I haven't heard back from him. I just feel sad and kind of like giving up, and just feels like it's been forever. And it was getting back together with him was the person I dated when I was in college, and we were going to get married, and he just all of a sudden left, and then he contacted me in February on Facebook, and we got back together. It was a really jet set, very fun romance, and then all of a sudden, December, I got a Dear John letter. Like, it just broke my heart, just in 1,000 pieces.
Right. I'm really picking up that relationship isn't really the right one for you, that you've actually moved beyond it in so many ways, and it hurts because before you're the one that left the relationship, and this time he's the one that wrote the letter, and that
last time when we were younger, I didn't leave. We were at a wedding and he broke up, and then I didn't see him. And then when he saw me, at that time I was already dating somebody else, and so I didn't even know that he wanted to get back together. I didn't find out until this year in February that he said that breaking up was the biggest mistake of his life, and that he wanted to be back. And now I just feel like I don't know what happened. And I just want to understand. I don't feel peace about it. I feel sad.
Well, I think that there's always going to be grief when you break up in a relationship, because it reorders, it shakes up and reorders what you think about, and what's going on with your emotions and your thoughts. But what the angels are showing me right now is like two ships passing in the night, and that you may have a good connection and you reconnected, but it's not, that relationship isn't meant to be. And the sooner you can send him love and forgiveness and thank him for coming back into your life, but then, you know, let him leave in peace, the sooner you'll be able to move on and meet someone else. The problem that we so often face, and this isn't only you, this is so many of us as women or even as men, and it could even be ourselves who break up with the other person and then we feel bad and we have some grief that the relationship is over, but it's not because of the person. It's just the concept of what a relationship represents to us. We want to be in a union with someone else. We don't want to be by ourselves. But so often we break up for a reason, and it's best, you know, to, as I said, send him love, send him forgiveness, and then just move on. Because it is, what I'm getting is that you're not suited for each other.
So, okay, so I've been sending forgiveness, I've been sending love. It seemed like it happened so suddenly. Do you think that he still loves me, or I'll ever see him again in this lifetime?
There's definitely a karmic connection between you. You obviously have, I don't know if you believe in being with someone in many different roles in prior lifetimes. But
oh, I do.
Good, because I believe in that as well. And so you've been together in other lifetimes. You could have been, you know, in the same family. You could have been just friends. One of you could have been the male, the other the female, reversed, you know, other than what you currently are. But there's still a karmic relationship between you, and it hasn't been worked out. And so you most likely will be together in another lifetime until, you know, you actually have worked out what it is you need to work out with each other, or until, you know, that contract, the karmic contract that you made with each other has been cleared. And
so for this lifetime, you don't think I'll ever see him again or hear from him?
You may, but it's not necessarily going to be in the way that you want it to be. You probably will hear from him because there is that connection between you, but I'm getting it's not really in your best interest to be in a romantic relationship with him.
Do you think he's
going
to love me?
And
it's
getting,
not going to happen.
I'm sorry?
I said, do you think that he still loves me? It's just not going to happen.
Yes, I'm getting he loves you, but it's not, I hate to use this phrase, but it's appropriate. It's not in the cards that you're going to be together as, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend or husband and wife in this lifetime. And this is a situation that you also need to give yourself a lot of love and nurture to get you through this.
It's been so hard.
I know. And there's really no way to really move through grief unless you actually work on other relationships. You know, as I, you know, in the example that I gave at the beginning of the show, throw yourself into things, activities and whatnot that you're not really feeling it at the moment, but the more you do that, the more you reach out to others, you'll totally transform not only what you think about him, but what you think about yourself, and you'll meet other people that will enable you to find who is the person that you're to be with. I'm seriously just getting very strongly that he's not the one.
Is that why he just left so suddenly? Because, like, I didn't even know what happened. It was just like, bam.
You know, I don't know what caused him to leave you, to be honest. But,
okay.
You know, it could have been circumstances in his life. It could have been other things going on. But it just wasn't meant to, the relationship wasn't meant to be.
Okay.
But don't take this as a negative. What I'm encouraging you to do is just throw yourself into those things that you're passionate about, you know, activities and interests that you have.
Yeah.
And through doing that, I'm sorry?
Yeah. I really thought he was why I was back here.
Well, it's kind of interesting that we don't, you know, we follow our heart and think that we're doing the right thing, and sometimes it doesn't work out. And I definitely am not encouraging you to leave where you moved to, but follow. I'm really encouraging you to follow what you're passionate about in life. What
mm-hmm.
makes you happy beyond any other person? What makes
mm-hmm.
you happiest?
Okay.
And even, you know, even you may not know what lights you up, you know, what interests light you up at this very second, but by putting yourself out there, trying new things, you'll find what it is that really does light you up and what you are passionate about.
Okay. Gosh, I feel so sad. Just hard to hear.
Sorry. I know.
Amanda, what are your thoughts on all that?
Well, you know, I'm kind of feeling like there's still something there, but, you know, like I said, you got what you got, and it's a good message, but here and there I've seen him come back. You know, that's just kind of what I'm seeing, and you never know what
mm-hmm.
the universe has to, you know, really offer. But, you know, I did get that vision when you guys were talking, that he would come
mm-hmm.
back, that there is love there. And like I said, I don't know what that is, but, you know, it is what it is, and that's what I see.
Okay. And do you guys see me staying in St. Louis, or do you see me going back to California? Or you don't know?
I'm seeing you remaining in St. Louis.
Long term? Or just like for the moment?
Long term.
I got
St.
Louis.
Yeah, that's what I got.
You both think long term I'll be here?
Picked long term,
okay.
St. Louis, yep.
Okay. Okay, well, that's relaxing. That's good to hear. Thank you. Because going back to California, I have friends there, but it feels stressful to make a big move again.
Right.
That's right.
Okay, maybe I'll just go to visit, but not have to stay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Blessing.
Okay. Okay,
we have one more caller, and that's area code 305-300. You're on the line with Amanda. And Marcia, how are you?
Amanda, Deanne, how are you?
Hi.
Great. How
I recognize
are you?
The voice. Well, thank you. I had a bad flu on Thursday, actually Wednesday afternoon. So I'm almost well right now, but it was a tough 4 days. But much better now.
Good.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were sick. I'm sorry to hear it.
Oh, I didn't know either.
Sorry to hear
so
you're
Wednesday
sick.
Wednesday afternoon I was at work, and on the afternoon I started feeling my throat going, and then Thursday and Friday I could not even walk. It attacked the muscles, and every step was painful. I've never had that before. So I was kind of concerned, but I took it easy, and then by Saturday I was doing some walking, and but I'm resting. I'm resting today, too, and I'm hoping not to have to go to work tomorrow just so I can recover fully. But I'm grateful for what came and went, especially for what went away.
Well, I'm happy to hear that you've got work. So that's a real plus.
Yes. Yes, it was. It was unexpected. Unexpected and welcome. And I'm hoping you'll tell me that there will be more work. But that's not my actual question. My actual
question is I am getting you are going to have more work, so it's going to be continuous.
That is a welcome change. Well, Marcia, you know that I'm going through some difficult times, especially with home and everything. I'm still trying to get the courage to go make a claim. And I was wondering what the angels say about that. Make a claim for, lost property.
With regard to the vehicle, they're saying that it's not worth pursuing because there's no way that they're going to be able to track it down without some definite paperwork on your end. And so the experience is going to be frustrating, and it's going to set you back, physically and emotionally to go through that. You're actually better off just, saying thank you, you've got what should be mine, but just allow it to stay wherever it went. And I'm getting that you're actually, if you can free up yourself emotionally and mentally from thinking about it, then other things will open up for you. Other possible alternatives.
Oh, good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And feel better, okay?
Oh, I am. Can you give me one card, if I could? And that goes for you too, Amanda.
Sure.
The
card that I got for you is the Archangel Michael. He's helping you cut away the negativity. He's making things easier. He's in your path, and he wants you to call on him for help. That's what I'm seeing with you. He asks you to call on him.
Okay.
Well, PT?
Yes.
Right?
You got it right. Thank you.
It's ironic or not. I wouldn't call it ironic. I guess very apropos that I pulled Archangel Michael as well. You are safe. I am protecting you against lower energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and home.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Michael has been like a forever angel. Well, I guess one of the oldest ones, right?
Right. Yes, he's been with you. Definitely.
You know, there's a saying that they don't, a saint, an angel. Well, I guess it is. I guess it's a saint, not an angel. But I've always associated with Michael since first reading about him, and it's St. George and the Dragon. For some mm-hmm. reason, I associate the two of them together, even though they are not the same.
Right. Well, I often see pictures of Archangel Michael with his sword and then his shield. So he is known as the protector angel. And, you know, when he's around, you know that you are protected, you are safe. So, and it makes sense that you would connect him with Saint Germain. Is that who you said?
Saint George.
Saint George
of English folklore,
mm-hmm.
who slayed the dragon, because the image I see of Saint Michael always has his foot on the head of the dragon.
Yep. Well,
I was wondering.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say that you're very lucky that you are so connected to Archangel Michael, because although you do often feel that you're going through bad times, that he is always looking out for you, and he will pull you through. So, you know, as Amanda said, if you appeal to him when you need his strength and his guidance and his protection, he will be there for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, both of you. And I enjoyed your story about the Berkshires. And
oh,
I was wondering if you had gone over to that spiritual center nearby called Kripalu.
I drove by there. I attended a class there. I guess it's been a number of years already, maybe 6 years ago. When I lived in Miami, I went up there for a particular class that I took. The grounds are beautiful. It's in a beautiful setting surrounded by the mountains. And this trip, I didn't, you know, take any classes. I think they allow you to come in and have a meal plan if you want, but I didn't choose to do that.
I would love
really,
to go there.
Yeah. What's really special there is you can feel the peace and the stillness when you first arrive, when you drive in and, you know, park and then enter the building, the main building. You can just feel it. It's just being, like you're being transported to a totally different atmosphere, a different holy space, sacred space. It's very special there.
I look forward to visiting there someday. Thank you very much for both messages of light.
You're welcome. You're welcome, dear. Be well.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Thank you for
Bye,
coming
Amanda.
On, Marcia. It's been wonderful. Thanks, Pitti, for calling in, Deanna. Thanks for coming on, Marcia. I really appreciate you being here.
Oh, you're very welcome. Very welcome.
And we will do it again soon.
Sounds good.
All right. Have a great day, and thanks again.
You're welcome. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, everybody. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. I will not be on next week because I will be in Nashville. So I will be on the following Monday. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. Everybody have a nice day. Thanks for calling in.